of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Mirror of justice, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Well, children, I told you this morning about that glorious king and martyr, Apostle of Finland, King Eric of Sweden, and how remarkable for any king or ruler at any time, he didn't charge any taxes of his people. Why? Because he didn't need the money. He said, well, he had enough money in his patrimony, that is to say, there was enough income from his estates and his other properties, he didn't need to charge the people any taxes. If he had taken taxes and he didn't need the money, it would have been unjust. Justice, children, is an important natural as well as supernatural virtue. By means of the virtue of justice, we give to every man according to his due. For example, if you are given homework to do and you don't do it, you would be offending against the virtue of justice. How would that work? Well, you owe to Almighty God who gave you the talent up here, and you owe it to your teacher who's spending the time to teach you over there in the classroom, and you owe it to yourself, and you owe it to your dear parents who are supporting you, that you grow up to be properly educated little Christians who do their homework. If you don't, it would be a sin against justice. Or, for example, if you go to the store with your parents this evening and you see that someone has opened a bag of candy bars and you think to yourself, well, if I take two or three, no one would notice and no one would care. They're only the mini size like Father Chicata gives out, and you stole them. You would offend against justice, even if it's a very small thing. It's not just. It's not right. You offend against the laws that God has set up for fairness. And you could all probably think of different examples of that. Now, what do we mean when we salute our Blessed Mother as the mirror of justice in her beautiful litany? Did you ever notice on a car, children, how there are a couple of mirrors outside the driver's seat and also outside the passenger seat on the front, in the front seat? There are mirrors so that the driver can tell if there's anyone approaching him from a certain direction. And if he looks at the mirrors, then he knows whether or not, for example, it's safe to change lanes, or if someone is being unsafe and getting too near to him, or anything else. And sometimes the driver will say, well, that's my blind spot, a certain spot you'd have to be very careful of, because he couldn't actually see, and that would disturb him. If the mirrors are not there, you can't see what's going on. Sometimes in a store, to protect the owner of the store against thieves and anyone who is unjust, you'll see there's a mirror, kind of a funny concave mirror, and the man at the cash register can look at that mirror and get a pretty good idea of everything that's going on in the store. What do we mean when we say that Mary is the mirror of justice? Justice, children, when we look at our Blessed Mother, we should always love to look at her every day of our lives, but especially in May. When we look at our Blessed Mother, we see how she is full of the goodness and the justice of God. Do you remember what we said on Sunday about how God's goodness is his mercy and his mercy is his goodness and his justice? All of the virtues of God are the same. You might say, well, so-and-so is a very strict teacher, and another teacher or priest would maybe be very lenient. And maybe let you off the hook sometimes, and someone else is going to be very strict and insist that you do all of your work, and someone else might look the other way once or twice for you. But that's not how God is. God has all of the virtues at the same time. Only, the Bible says, you could never look at God and live. If you looked at God, you would die. It's something which is beyond our human ability, because God is so immense, infinite. You couldn't. So, God, when he chose a mother, Mary, chose to give her all of his virtues, as much as a human being could have them, so that when we look at Mary, It's a bit like looking at God, except we don't die. It's the opposite of that. We're taught how to live, how beautifully and justly and in such a good way as possible. So, if you're having a hard time sometime being just, and you think to yourself, I don't want to obey God's law or do what I'm told or whatever it might be because I don't think it's fair or I don't feel like it, what's a good solution? Look at Mary. You see all of God's goodness and all of God's justice in that mirror, which is our Blessed Mother. And when we ask her, she always helps us to carry out our part, to carry out justice, just as her divine Son would have her. Mary is a mirror, children. When we look at her, we see all of God's virtues, but in a way that we can understand and that we can imitate. Now we'll kneel down and we'll say our prayer for the month of May.